Proverbs chapter 15. A soft answer putteth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools babbleth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord in every place behold the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is as a tree of life, but the frowardness thereof is the breaking of the mind. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth correction is prudent. The house of the righteous hath much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise do spread abroad knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination unto the Lord, but the prayer of the righteous is acceptable unto him. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth righteousness. Instruction is evil to him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth correction shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, how much more the hearts of the sons of men. A scorner loveth not him that rebuketh him, neither will he go unto the wise. A joyful heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by the sorrow of the heart the mind is heavy. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is fed with foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but a good conscience is a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of green herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. An angry man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to wrath appeaseth strife. The way of a slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is plain. A wise son rejoiceth the father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Foolishness is joy to him that is destitute of understanding, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, thoughts come to naught, but in the multitude of counselors there is steadfastness. A joy cometh to a man by the answer of his mouth, and how good is a word in due season. The way of life is on high to the prudent, to avoid from hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud men, but he will establish the borders of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are abomination to the Lord, but the pure have pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that beareth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the wicked man's mouth babbleth evil things. The Lord is far off from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good name maketh the bones fat. The ear that hearkeneth to the correction of life shall lodge among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that obeyeth correction getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor goeth humility.